Thoughts on Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Encouragement. Encouragement. What encouragement? Encouragement, first of all, to Judah. Judah, because of its sin, was going to go into captivity into Babylon, under the wrath of God. And Zephaniah has spoken of that very, very forcibly, very fully. He's also spoken of the mercy of God to Jerusalem and to Judah in bringing back the Jews from captivity in Babylon. But as I've explained, these passages are also dealing with the gospel, the prophecy of the new covenant, the coming of Christ, the preaching of the gospel, the redemption that Christ accomplished in his blood and righteousness, his death on Calvary, and the preaching of the cross, and the power of God unto salvation. And it's a word for believers. And here we have it. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. And then we get to this encouragement. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion, do not let your hands go limp. The Lord your God is with you, and so on and so on. Let me concentrate on these words in verse 16. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion, do not let your hands hang limp. And I'm applying this not to the Jews returning from captivity. That was the first and primary application at that time, yes, but now the gospel. What can I say to believers? Do not, this is what God is saying to us. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion, do not let your hands hang limp. They will say. Now, who are they? Is it the prophets to Judah? Yes, well, is it the people saying it? Or believers saying it to each other? Jerusalem, Zion, Judah, believers. That's how I'm interpreting it. And I've explained the Israel of God, Galatians 6:10. That's how I'm explaining it. Do not fear. Do not fear. Of course, that's in the negative, but positively, be assured, hope. Be assured, hope. Be confident. Have confidence in God. Do not slack. Do not slack. Do not let your hands hang limp. Do not grow feeble. Do not grow dispirited. Go on in confidence. This is a word to believers. If it's not a word to you, my brother and sister, it's a word to me. How easy it is to my hands to hang limp, to grow feeble, to think it's a waste, and what can I do? What have I done? What can I accomplish? Don't give up, brother. Don't give up, sister. Don't let our hands hang limp. Don't let us get dispirited and cast down. Always the temptation is there to doubt, to question, to fear, and there's always the danger that because of that we should be paralyzed, petrified. It's like a rabbit trying to escape from a stoat. Or a weasel. It can run away. If it ran straight, it would outpace the animal. But it runs around in circles, and the predator just waits and then pounces when the rabbit is exhausted. And we become exhausted. Brother and sister, let us not be feeble in our hands. Let us not be weak in our knees. Let us not be cast down. Yes, the days are difficult. The path is upward, and it gets steeper and rough. But we work. Day is coming, night is coming when no man can work, but we work now. Labor is not in vain in the Lord. We shall reap if we faint not. These are promises from God. The labor is there. This is the hope of the gospel. Let us go on in this. On that day, and they're saying it now, God said it to Judah in Zephaniah's day. The gospel in the New Testament is saying it. And God is saying it now, and I hope in my small way I am saying it to us all. Not in my own name, but in the name of God. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion, be confident, be bold. Do not let your hands hang limp. Do not become dispirited. Go on. Sing and shout, as we saw in the previous discourse. Let us be confident in the Lord, not in ourselves. When we are weak, then we are strong.